Joining us now to talk about last night's results and what's coming next in this epic fight for the Democratic nomination is Charlie Mattesian. He's the national politics editor for Politico.com. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Faith.
So, you know, you may have the inside scoop being a journalist. Do you happen to know if Senator Obama is available Monday, Wednesday, Fridays?
Well, he might be available, but I really wonder if Hillary Clinton is really the halfsies type. She doesn't strike me that way.
All right. Three huge wins for Hillary last night, at least from a morale perspective. And we all know the delegate math still isn't in her favor. So, Charlie, what is her possible path to victory? How can she win?
Well, so much of this, Faith, is an expectations game. And I think the path that I think they're arguing is this, that at the end of the day, they need to run up the score, maybe run the table for the rest of the primary schedule, get somewhere close to Senator Obama in terms of the pledged delegates, and then throw themselves at the mercy of the party or the superdelegates and say, listen, we are a campaign that won in the biggest states in the country, the biggest, broadest, and most diverse states, including California and New York and Texas and Ohio and New Jersey. We're talking about the real Democratic heartland states. And how could we have a Democratic nominee who hasn't won in any of those big states? And I think that will be the argument that they put forward.
Charlie, is it really conceivable to you that she could win the arm twisting and convince superdelegates to give her the nomination, even if she does keep running up the numbers? Obama stands to win more votes and more delegates, don't you think?
Yes, but I do think it's conceivable because, number one, Clintons never say die. I mean, look at both of their careers, whether it's Bill or Hillary, are marked by these moments where, you know, they seemed ready to roll over and die only to come back from the dead. And so I think this might be another moment. And the argument, while it would be difficult to make, I mean, it would be a very tough needle to thread. At the same time, it's a compelling argument to make to a bunch of elected officials, which essentially the superdelegates are. Now, keep in mind that the superdelegates are about 20% of all the delegates that are out there. And so there are a lot of folks, many of them are elected officials, and they're going to be thinking about things about, you know, who's going to be the strongest nominee in the fall. And one of the things they'll take into account is who's running best in what kinds of states. And I think that will be important. And keep in mind also that I think the Clinton campaign is probably counting on a couple of weeks here where Senator Obama has some very tough sledding, whether it's the Resco trial or maybe some tougher press scrutiny or some additional scrutiny on economic issues and perhaps on trade. And I think they're counting on the intervening weeks between now and Pennsylvania on April 22nd to make a big difference.
6 weeks between now and then, Charlie. I mean, in your experience, so much can happen in 6 weeks, right?
Oh, 6 weeks is a lifetime in politics. Think about what could happen. All it really takes is one gaffe that'll happen in 5 seconds that could change the course of the nomination. And the other thing that I don't think we've really fully plumbed yet, the depths of this, is that in the modern internet era, you know, with the newspapers and the blogs and the webzines and everything, and you know, people like me, we need content to fill our news hole. We have this gaping maw that has to be filled, and you know, so it's going to be a unique challenge for both campaigns.
Take me behind the scenes. I mean, you're the editor of Politico. I assume you and your reporters started fielding calls from the Obama and Clinton campaigns, you know, at 3 a.m. this morning, fighting to shape a narrative. Which side is more aggressive?
Well, that's a great question, Faith. They're stylistically very different. And now I'll tell you what I know from having just joined Politico from another news organization. From what I can tell from all the reporters that I hear from in the field, and keep in mind, I'm not in the field, the styles are different. On the one hand, you've got the Clinton operation, the press operation has a reputation for being a little bit on the mean side, a little bit on the bullying side with reporters. And then on the Obama side, the reputation they have is for arrogance. So they're a little bit different. So, you know, but keep in mind, though, they're not really much different than any other campaign. It's just at a higher level and the stakes are higher. So we expect this kind of treatment. You know, this happens all the time in politics. You know, press operations work that way because people are determined never to be, quote unquote, swift-boated, or they understand the nature of the modern media and that you really have to act swiftly to kill stories that might otherwise kick around on the internet forever.
So, Charlie, are your reporters booking tickets to Puerto Rico yet?
Yeah, they're all trying to, of course, that. They all wanted to go to the Hawaii caucus. They want to go all those kinds of places. But, of course, I keep telling them, you can go somewhere where the Greyhound bus goes or maybe where you get on Southwest Airlines.
And I hope you're wearing a nice heavy smock and some gloves because it sounds like you're going to be making political blood sausage.
Oh, for quite a while now. I mean, at least until the summer.
Charlie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for your time, Faith.
Charlie Mattesian is Politico's national politics editor.